Welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Empowered Word of Faith podcast.
Evening, everyone. This is Evangelist Alfreda Lockett Evans, and I'm from Full Gospel Holy Temple Church in Dallas, Texas. Tonight's podcast is concerning an issue that affects a lot of families today. The topic is, don't let a misunderstanding destroy your family. Now, the family was one of the first institutions that God established after he made man, and the enemy has been attempting to destroy the family since its inception. Today, some sons and daughters don't appropriately communicate with their parents, and siblings argue and scream at each other because of a falling out. Often in such situations, the rift is because some family members jump to the wrong conclusion when they misunderstood something that was said or done. Pride then rears its ugly head, and no one wants to give in. And so one's close and loving family is then ravaged with either bitter and angry silence, open disagreement, or maybe even furious debate. But God loves the family, and he wants it to consist of loving and peaceful relationships. We can learn beautiful lessons from the Old Testament. So many scriptures and events from the Old Testament provide useful common sense guidance for us today. Family issues and disputes didn't just start in our day. They've always been problems. So let's take a look at a particular situation in the Old Testament when a simple misunderstanding could have caused a major war among family members. Let's talk about the Gadites and the Reubenites when they requested land east of the Jordan River. In Numbers 32 and 2, two groups of the Israelites, the Gadites and the Reubenites, asked Moses to allow them to take land on the east side of the Jordan River as their inheritance rather than the west side that all the other tribes would receive. Although God promised the Israelites that they would inherit land on the west side, they were cattlemen and felt that the east side would be best for them because of their cattle. After they firmly promised to help their brothers conquer the west side, Moses granted them their request, and he blessed them. And then the time came to possess the promised land on the west side of the Jordan. Moses died in the 34th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and it was time for the children of Israel to go forth and conquer the promised land west of the Jordan River. They fought, and they won. The Gadites and the Reubenites kept their word, and they helped their brothers conquer the land west of the Jordan. Joshua actually applauded them in Joshua 22:1-6 because they kept their word and they fought with their brothers as they had promised. Joshua blessed them and sent them back to their inheritance, land on the east side of the Jordan. So one half of the tribe of Manasseh was also rewarded land on the east side of the Jordan, along with the Reubenites and Gadites. So let's read the scriptures. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh and said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days until this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore now return ye, and get you unto your tents, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you on the other side Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went unto their tents. And then a huge misunderstanding erupted. Here comes that misunderstanding. When the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and just for brevity, I'm going to call them the trio. Remember, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh are now called the trio. When they went back to the east side, they decided to build an altar. When their brothers on the west side, the Jordan, discovered that the altar was built, they assumed that the trio had backslidden and that they were planning to serve some god other than the true and living God. They were concerned that God would punish all of the Israelites for what they thought were the misdeeds of the trio, and the Westsiders were not about to allow that to happen. Joshua 22:11-12 says they were preparing to go to war against their family members, the trio. Now, these were the plans to start this war against their brothers, according to the scripture. Verse 11 says, "And the children of Israel heard say, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the borders of Jordan and the passage of the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. Fortunately for everyone involved, in verse 13, the Israelites decided to send Phinehas, the priest, and 10 princes to talk to the trio to determine what the altar was all about. Let's read verses 13 and 14. "And the children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 princes of each chief house, a prince throughout all the tribes of Israel. And each one was in head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel." So now let's find out what the real reason was for building the altar. Here's why the trio built this altar. The Eastsiders never intended to leave God. They made the altar as a unifying factor between the Eastsiders and the Westsiders. The trio were concerned that as the Eastsiders' children grew up, the Westsider children might question whether the Eastsiders even had a part in God. They might even think that God had placed the Jordan as a natural barrier between them, thereby causing the Eastsider children to cease fearing and following the Lord. Let's read verse 24. "And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come, your children might speak unto our children, saying, what have you to do with the Lord God of Israel?" Verse 23. "For the Lord hath made Jordan a border between us and you, ye children of Reuben and children of Gad. Ye have no part in the Lord, so shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord." Now, the trio were just thinking ahead. They were making sure that their children would continue to serve God. The Eastsider altar patterns would assure that all who saw it would see that the Eastside altar was just like the Westside altar. The altar was simply a witness that they were all one family serving the same true and living God. Now, Phinehas averted war among family members. Phinehas and the princes were pleased with the trio's reasoning and were able to actually avert that terrible war. There was simply a misunderstanding about the purpose of the trio's altar. Thank God that they had the common sense to talk it out before starting a war. The altar was named Ed by the trio to honor God. Verse 34 says, "And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God." So, what is the practical application of that lesson for us today? From that Old Testament story, we can see the importance of communication among family members. When there is a problem in the family, those members with a cooler head, a wiser heart, and a love for God should take the lead in resolving family issues. Disputes can be settled and families restored with something as simple as a little communication. It, whatever the it might not be what everyone thinks. The family should just pray about it and talk it out. Just kill pride and prayerfully and humbly assemble in love. And if families will put God at the center of the discussion, it shall be well. May God bless you all.